Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, so this week, I am very excited because I have really, truly never watched Love is Blind, ever. I mean, so much so that I remember in the watching maybe like one half of an episode and going, this is ridiculous. I'm not watching this. But for some reason, I don't know why. I think it was when Alan was in England. Something about the season just seemed exciting to me for some reason. And I'm like, I just want to sit down and see what this is about. Actually watch it. And after one full episode, I was like, oh, I'm hooked. I binged it and I've watched the reunion and we've got Jess Vestal. Is that how you say it? Vestal?
I don't know.
Actually. I don't really know how to say her last name.
We just know her as Jess.
She's beautiful.
We only know her as Jess in her occupation, right?
Exactly. And Autumn, her daughter.
Right.
Did you end up watching?
No.
Cat. Well, I said one thing. One thing I asked.
I was too busy. I know. And
Nicely.
I feel bad. It's like 2 weeks in a row. I'm like, it's just not my thing.
So it's not usually, but I gotta tell you.
Set it up for me a little bit about her.
Okay.
Give me something.
Her name is Jess. She's got a daughter. I'm sorry. I'm never like this. I'm usually like, well, I didn't watch your show, but I will.
Yeah.
And then I don't. And I don't mean that bad. I just, when do we have the time right now? So. But anyways, I watched and I was in. So I loved Jess. Jess was my favorite. She liked Jimmy in the pods. This is where I don't like Jimmy though. And I'm going to bring this up to her. The second she said she had a daughter, he was like,
it changed.
It changed. Ooh. And I'm like, to me, and I felt the change. So I'm like, obviously she felt the change too. And in my mind, I'm like, why would you even consider staying with him if he had that? And I get it might be hard. Right. Like, but we're also in our 30s. The chances of either being divorced or having a kid is somewhat higher than previously. But I did not like that at all from Jimmy. And I remember dating, I'd be like, nope, if you don't, I'm a mom of two kids. I'm very proud of that. So I didn't like the fact that Jimmy was how do I say this? It's fine if he had an idea of what he wanted, but I didn't love how it, maybe it made me feel, but I didn't love how he it's like he wanted things to be perfect.
And that wasn't
perfect.
Part of his perfect.
Yeah.
It's interesting too, that you say how it made you feel. Cause there was a couple times on the show where I thought, do I really dislike this person or is it triggering something to me?
Well,
Jeremy triggered
the crap.
I can't imagine.
The crap out of me. Not only does he remind me of an ex-boyfriend that I had that was extremely narcissistic, and he would say things like, and I quote, and I'm reading this. he said, oh gosh, I mean, let me say one thing about Jeremy that I didn't like. He never took about accountability at all for anything. I mean, at the reunion, he kind of did, and he
slipperiest,
but he's like, I don't, God, what he said something, and I don't know if I wrote it down now.
is something like, I don't need to talk about that right now. Oh, I don't want to talk about it at this second. Because she was asking about something, and he gave her enough information, and then he would like not tell the rest. And she's like, well, but you were at her place until five. It's like he made her feel crazy. And that really triggered me from, because this is like literally exactly to what this ex-boyfriend did. Completely gaslit and never took accountability.
It also makes me laugh that on the reunion, they act like we can't just rewind the tape.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, like he's like, that's not what I said. And I'm like, actually,
no, you did.
Rewind the tape. That's exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Also, Jimmy did something I really was triggered by.
Oh, gosh.
At first, I was like, like Preston was like, that was an audible gasp, you know, because, but remember when Jimmy, the girl was just a friend, like a sister. And then we later find out he had slept with her.
I knew that from the very, same. The second he said, and I'm like, he slept with her.
One of them. I was like, he's definitely slept with one of them. And then, and then he's like, well, it's just out of respect for her. And I'm like, why are we protecting random friend who's had sex with you who's now your sister? And what kind of family system are you referring to?
So obviously that set that up badly.
Mm.
Very bad. I don't like her. My thing with, did you like Chelsea?
I think Chelsea's just fine. I think Chelsea...
I feel terrible for how that edit was for her because I appreciated the fact that she mentioned... So she... Catherine.
There's other people that haven't seen it but me too. So you have to explain it.
Yeah.
I'm the only one. Okay, maybe I'm the only one.
You're the only person left.
I think a lot of people watch this season, I think. But Chelsea... I felt bad for her because we've all been in Chelsea where... That show's got to be really hard because you don't know what the other person looks like, right? And when she comes out and, you know, he sees her, I would be self-conscious too, being like, okay, do you think I'm pretty? But I think she was already insecure to begin with, that it's a little challenging because the other girl too was very beautiful. So she might have been questioning like, oh, I wonder if he would have wanted to pick Jess instead because she's... Mm.
Also,
what he likes most or better or whatever. But she just looked very insecure, very clingy. And I'm like, we've all been a Chelsea, or at least I have been a Chelsea for sure. So like I empathized with her, but I felt really bad for her. And I like that she kind of owned it. She's like, yeah, I was not my best self. And I'm like, girl, we all get it. You know, we've all been there. So I kind of wanted to give her a hug at the reunion.
She also described herself as looking like Megan Fox, which is one of the major headlines around this season. When describing herself in the pause,
I saw that.
That also, I'm not going to lie, I'm just going to air all my ugliness with this, that also shaped Jimmy for me.
Well, that's what I want to, that's one of my questions to Jess, because I wonder if she didn't say that, if that changed his mind, and I think it did.
I mean,
yeah.
Megan Fox.
Yeah.
A specimen, really.
Really.
Yeah, just all of it, so much. I mean, Clay's mom, I would like her to be my mom. I'm wondering if she's doing a mentoring program. There's a lot about this season I liked.
Clay's mom. Did you happen to click on that thing that I posted? You probably didn't because you didn't watch the show, but Clay's mom did a whole thing about saying like, you did me wrong. Like, I forgive you, but you weren't good to
me.
You
know, I saw that.
It was
good.
It was profound.
I want her on the podcast so bad. I mean, she delivered it so classy, profound. Yes.
Truth speaking, like very buttoned up.
Like,
it wasn't.
Yeah, you got me and you didn't treat me well. Something like that.
She didn't let him swagger his way back out of it.
Yeah.
He tried.
He tried.
He was like, but you know, I got. And she was like,
yeah, you got me, sir. But then you weren't good to me. That was it.
Uh-huh.
She's like, he's like, well, I got you. Got to find someone like your mama. She goes, yeah, you got me, but you weren't good to me.
And it wasn't even mean. Yeah. It was just very truth. Mm-hmm. So sturdy. Yeah.
And he was just like, it killed his little.
Yeah, it took the swagger right out of him.
Took the swag, yeah.
He had to button himself back up.
I really do want AD and Clay back together. I really
I
do. Oh, I do.
So do we
in
know?
In 10 years, I do.
Do we know who's together?
Oh, the couple that I knew from the very get. I'm like, these two are.
So just one couple, it ends with one couple? Like,
This season, there was only one that got married.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So it's different every season.
Yeah, every season it's different. This one, everyone's been saying is like way more dramatic.
Well, it is tangly. Yeah. The season was very tangled.
But I do think Yeah, the Jeremy. Oh, I just.
Oh, and the Sarah Trigger City. Ann, for that matter.
Okay, so this is interesting. So Sarah Ann was the one he didn't pick.
Okay.
She slid into his DMs after the show and was like, hey, if it's an open window or like just leaving, like if there's anything open left, I can't remember what she exactly said, but you know, just let me know, while he was engaged to the other girl. Ooh. So do you think that's a pick me girl?
I love that you love this. Now.
So do you think she's a pick me girl, or do you think that it's given the type of show it is that it was okay for her to DM him?
Because they actually use the term pick me on there in the reunion. They're like, you are a pick me girl.
Absolutely a pick me girl.
Well, so I don't know why she keeps being so defensive, because you did the wrong thing.
That was, yeah.
It's the first sign of someone lying or not doing is the defensive. It's okay. Like,
yeah.
And I don't believe that you guys were not, you didn't make out talking till 5 a.m. in the morning. I still like.
Even if you didn't, you still slid into the DMs. You still rode off on a jet ski 10 minutes
later. Just say
later.
It's wrong. That's it. Like, at least own it now. Like, obviously I haven't had the squeaky clean whatever, but now I can look back and go, that was wrong.
Yeah, right. You know? Yeah, right. No, she brought her body glitter and her defense to the reunion. Did anybody notice the immense amount of body glitter? Just me. Cool. Go back, rewind the tape.
Bothered me, but yeah, he was just
Hannah said so much body glitter.
Yeah, I feel bad because I hate that people are getting hate, and at the end of the day I want everyone to be happy. I just wish people would take accountability. That's my thing. Like, I even to the one ex-boyfriend that I don't have a good relationship past with, and I just want people to stop calling other people crazy when they had something to do with it as well. They brought their own crazy as well, and then didn't say sorry. That's the piece that bums me out, and I don't need it anymore. But now I'm just like, it's a little annoying to still hear stuff going, but did he tell you what he did too?
Never.
Because
of course not.
There's a lot of disrespectful lying stuff that happened there as well. So, but yep, I'm the crazy one. Cool.
On this topic, tell me your 10 second rundown on Trev Dog.
Trev Dog?
Trevor from the reunion. From Love is Blind.
Big
Trevor. Because I actually had a moment of compassion for Trevor in that.
Listen,
we watched his whole world fall apart on TV, and I was like, can we get a well check on him? Because it does make me nervous for him.
I liked him better than Matthew.
Matthew.
I kind of liked Matthew in the beginning, too.
I did, too. That's so us. We would like Matthew.
I know.
And then learn the hard way.
But Jess is here, so let's take a break, and then we'll get her on. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop macys.com/giftfinder. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Oh, hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
I'm so excited to talk to you. I'm like so pumped.
I made it. I'm here.
I love you. And I just saw your sweet little campaign you did with Jesse Decker, her the Kirkitnish. It looks so good.
Isn't it so cute?
Yeah, it looks adorable. I'm like, she was here in Nashville and she didn't even text me. I'm like, oh, wait, we're not friends. But I think we're friends.
She didn't even text me.
Not yet.
That's we weren't yet, but now we are.
I loved it so much. Like, I would live there.
Nashville,
that's like one of the only places I've ever been that I'm like, okay, I would leave my hometown for this.
You and 10,000 people just said the same thing in that minute. Yep. It took you to say that 10 seconds.
I know.
And they've all moved here with you.
All. They're all here.
I just need you to stay far away from my ex-husband because he would. Actually, no, you'd be great. So
actually,
I was
we need her.
Yeah, I was like, I want to pick. Like, really, I want to hand pick the next one, but no.
And I'd like to RSVP myself to Thanksgiving if Jess is involved.
Right.
Okay, so. My first thing that I want to ask you, because I was a single mom with my two kids. I was divorced, 3 years ago. And when I was going through the dating process, you know, one of my main things was, obviously, I'm like, first and foremost, mom. Like, I'm a mom of two kids, very proud of that. And I was telling the girls when I was watching, it triggered me when Jimmy had a little bit of a pause, because I remember back in the dating scene where I'm like, I don't want to feel like it's a problem because I have kids, or I'm broken because I have kids, or single mom, or that I'm flawed, or that I'm not perfect, or like, they're the best part of me. Get on board or like, get off. And so when he had that like moment of pause or hesitation, or it wasn't what he wanted, I was almost mad that like, you weren't like, you know what? Forget you then, you know, because I'm like, so do you, could you, if you were to go back, like, would you be like, you know what? Like, even that you had a little hesitation and I don't like that, or how was that for you? Because for me, it read a really frustrating.
It was. So Jimmy was like the last, he was the last guy that I told that I had a daughter, just because the conversation had presented itself more like naturally with everyone else. And that particular day in the pods, was the day everyone was talking about like intimacy, which is a conversation I want to have with my partner, but like, I couldn't have it on television because like Autumn would see it. So I was like, okay, this is my time to tell Jimmy. So at first I thought, okay, maybe his response was a reaction to mine, because it wasn't shown. But in that moment, I was uncomfortable telling him because it wasn't on the terms I wanted to. It was like, okay, now I have to. But yeah, looking back, like that moment, the way I felt when he was just like, oh, well, why didn't you tell me sooner? I was like, okay, no, that should have been my indication. That was the first sign of it not working. But we'd had so many other conversations that were heavy, mm-hmm. that he would take away and then come back and be like, okay, I've thought about it. Now let's dissect it. Let's debrief it. And so I gave him the benefit of the doubt in one situation where it shouldn't have been given, you know, right. that it's like, are you okay with it? Are you not? But then the very next day he was like, I thought about it and I'm so excited about that. That's not a deal breaker.
They did not show that.
I know.
They? Yeah.
They
yeah.
didn't. There were so, we had so many, that's one of the things that I like, that made me fall like even more in love with him, was how much we did talk about Autumn. Wow. And like what our relationship dynamic would be like having her in it. So after that one moment, there was not another indicator to me that he wasn't okay with it, mm-hmm. but they didn't okay. show that. Apparently.
No, they didn't. All right. That would have then changed my, mm-hmm. because I was really rooting for you two. And then that moment I was like, oh,
Jimmy, you're done to me.
So like, when you saw James for the first time off screen or off out of the pods,
Jimmy? Oh, yeah.
What did you think? Be honest.
I knew, I mean, initially just physically looking at him, I was like, okay, he's definitely not my type, my typical type that I would go for.
Okay.
And because there's no way to describe the feeling without having lived it, but like becoming attracted to someone's voice and their demeanor through a wall.
I get that.
Makes it almost impossible. I wasn't attracted to him when I saw him, but I wasn't repulsed.
Okay.
And I think had we met in the real world and my first reaction to him was what he looked like versus getting to know him first, we would have never spoken. Like I would never have given it a chance.
Do you think he would have picked you if Chelsea didn't say she looked like Megan Fox? Do you think that swayed his mind a little bit?
Maybe. I've told myself no, but he's adamant about the fact that our lack of conflict resolution was an indicator. And I also hate having to say, like, would he have picked me? Because ultimately, in my life and the way I date, I'm the one who gets to pick. Like, women get to choose and men get a chance. I hate having to be in the situation where it was like the choice was up to him, but it was because I had like sent all of my other connections home. So it did come down to that. But I don't know. Had he picked me, I don't think he and I would have gone the distance as far as he and Chelsea did.
I would agree. You're very mature, Jess.
I don't love my least favorite man on there was Jeremy. Triggered me. I did not like him at all. Do you agree with that? Or what's your vibe on Jeremy?
On Jeremy, Jeremy had a lot of us fooled. I think one of the things a lot of the men had in common was lack of emotional intelligence. And I don't want to say that they all came into the experiment not ready for marriage. I think all of them liked the idea of it. But when push came to shove and they started being in situations where they would have to be like a married man, like almost none of them could withstand it. And Jeremy and I actually were very, very good friends in the pods. Jeremy was in my top three connections, but we had formed a friendship connection very early on. And so when it came down to like our final three, we kept each other around because we were giving each other advice on our final two that we had. So you know who his final two were. And we both came to the decision together who we were going to pick. So we were very close friends inside the pods. And then seeing how he acted and the choices he made after the fact, I was like, I don't know that guy. Or maybe that truly is who he was. So
right.
I feel the same way. I was very disappointed by him.
So if you can do this, and I don't know, like, again, you can just say pass because I don't know, like, the stipulations because it is reality TV. But, like, what's a typical day like? And are you getting like a typical day on set-ish? And then are you getting, like you're saying, like that was the day we were talking about intimacy. Like, are there a list of suggested questions? Like, just pull back the veil just a peek for us because I haven't watched the season since like the first one. And y'all's season was the first one I watched in like years.
You can go in there and on your dates and talk about whatever you want. You can do whatever you want, truly. But because the premise of the experiment is, you know, the end game is ultimately marriage. They give you like suggestions for topics each day. And you don't have to even open the book to look at them if you don't want to. They're just good conversations that you want to have prior to marriage. So one day it's like finances. One day I think it's like children and like family situations. One day I think religion may have been one of them. And then there's a day for intimacy. Again, you don't have to use any of them if you don't want to, but all of us, when we see the questions, we're like, oh, these are good ones. I wouldn't have thought to ask that, but I would like to know that about my spouse. So that's kind of how that works, but they're given to us, but it's more of like a suggestion or more of like a thought provoking, like, cause you might look at the questions and think of like your own set you want to ask. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, that, well, and I think that's smart too, because once you're in there, you're like trying, like you want to know his favorite color, but also, I mean, you're having to like literally speed date these people.
Well, yeah, because they might then say, will you marry me? How many days is that? I'm like in real 10. Yeah.
Wait, you're in this start to finish. It's 10 days.
Oh no, the pod, I was only in it for 10 days. The pod's portion is 10 days.
That is so fast, Jess.
It's wild.
And it's so crazy to me too, the other people that they don't even show.
Right.
So those people just not even get a connection then, because I kind of feel bad for those people that got zero airtime.
Well, there's some people that don't form connections at all. There's some people that, like, I mean, it does take an extreme heavy emotional toll on you every day, because again, and a lot of it has to do with the conversations you're having. Like me, for example, the conversations about my childhood and stuff like that, that I had with Jimmy, are conversations I've never had any other time in my life. So a lot of people start pulling some of those things out of themselves, and it's just too much. And they end up leaving on their own terms. So it's not all 15 men and all 15 women don't make it to day 10. People are kind of leaving or being sent home throughout the process. Like if they choose to leave or if they don't have a connection, like that kind of thing.
Does it feel a little like, not officially, but does it incentivize people to like want to make a connection because you don't want to go home?
Some people, yes. I think some people will try and stay and cling on. Once you see like people being sent home because they don't have connections and they want to free up more time in the pods for the people who do, you can kind of see certain people trying to like cling on to anything, but the producers are really, believe it or not, really good at like weeding those out most of the time. People that are just there for the wrong reasons. Love is Blind. I don't know about other shows, but I can say Love is Blind is unscripted and they try and make it like very real.
I don't know if they did this probably on purpose this season, but even down to like the reunion, I felt so much like Love is Blind became more of this like credible experience, or they're trying to frame it that way. Like it felt like there was more put into it. I think we all started watching it. I think wasn't one of the first episodes like COVID or something, which is probably why I was in like the first season. But it felt like this time they really tried to frame it to be like this like very credible experiment.
Well, Nick kept saying like, look how many people are married now from the show. And
so does it feel like that to you? Did it like on your side, the casting side, the day-to-day side, did it feel like you were like in a real experiment, or did you, or did it feel more TV like, or maybe right in the middle?
No, it felt very real. I mean, it's so real. It's like while you're in it, it's hard to see out of it. But I think as far as the reunion goes, I think they were trying to make an example of the people who don't do it for the right reasons, because, you know, no matter what they do, those kind of people are always going to be there trying to like make their own way with it. But as far as Love is Blind, it's very real. I mean, they've had real relationships and marriages come out of it. And I think that's the, despite all the drama and all of that being fun to watch, the premise of the show and the goal of the show is to highlight real relationships and marriages. And I think that's what they want.
And you felt that credibility, right? You can feel that credibility on your side.
I mean, yes. Yes. I mean, for a large portion of the time, I had wished that my journey had turned out differently on the show. Like, because I went into it with the only expectation of my mind being like, I'm getting married. I didn't think there was anything else was going to happen for me. But now I know I'm on the other side of it. And I'm like, okay, everything still happens the way it's supposed to. And the people who were meant to be together are together.
Amen to that. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecova's boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecova's has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecova store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Speaking of DMs and, you know, Sarah Ann's DMs, is there someone that you've slid into a DM since this process, and who would you want to slide into your DMs?
I don't slide into DMs. I know.
Hey, listen, contrary, that does not shock me, actually.
No.
Contrary to popular belief, because it seemed like I was the one doing all the pursuing on Love is Blind, that's the only time I've ever put myself out there like that. Like, typically I'm like, okay, well, you can come and sweep me off my feet. Like, I'm not coming. It doesn't matter.
No, that feels on brand. No matter how it was edited, that's exactly how you were perceived on the sofas.
I know. And I'm not going to lie. I mean, I really laid it all out there, and I was more of a pursuer than he was, but that was just me trying something different, because clearly before Love is Blind, it hadn't worked out. So I was just like, okay, well, the only way someone is going to be able to fully love me and know me is if I just put all of myself out there. So I did. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that was the wrong thing to do, but I think in the future, I'm going to kind of lead more with, okay, I'm the prize. I'm the one who needs to be getting pursued. So I haven't slid into anyone's DMs, and
you've been busy though, Jess. I know you can't probably tell us much, but you've been vacationing and such.
No, I've been vacationing.
Is that true? Would that be, where would we, how do I don't know what you're allowed to say, or, and I don't want to put you in a position where you can't say.
I haven't had a
TMZ
chance
to was busy.
Oh.
Okay. You want to pass? That was totally fine. Yeah. You want to exit our pod? You can.
I am not going to enter the chat on that one yet.
Okay. Fair enough.
What is your type?
My typical type is like very tall, dark and handsome. A beard. I have to have a beard. Like, that's a non-negotiable.
Can Jimmy even grow a beard?
I don't think
he has one now.
Because he heard you say that somewhere.
Are you on better terms now? Because I know in the reunion you said, you know, you thought you were good, but then he said that one interview.
He did apologize backstage after the reunion was filmed, which I was like, initially I was like, no, like, don't come and be nice to me now. And then he was just like, well, I'm not as good with interviews as you are. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we know, Jimmy. We watched the season, James. We know.
And he's like, I don't really feel those. I don't feel those things that I said. I don't think that you're a mean girl. And I was like, well, I know that I'm not. But, you know, you're choosing to go on very large platforms and say these things. And, you know, people are just waiting to see the rug pulled out from underneath me. So that makes me look really bad, Jimmy. And he's like, what would make you feel better? Like, should I stitch one of my videos? And I'm like, I'm not going to ask you to do that. And he was like, I will. And so we'll see.
Has he? Okay. No. All right. Okay.
No. Wait, are Jimmy and Chelsea together?
I have no idea. I kind of fast forwarded through that part.
Are Jimmy and Chelsea together still? They're not, right?
I don't think so. But like, the initial question was, are he and I on good terms? We just don't speak at all. Like, we don't have anything to do with each other.
He's not your type. Yeah. No beard. No real beard.
A lot of things that he doesn't.
But like, physically, yes. Like, very tall, like 6'2 and over. Beard. I love like a sleeve of tattoos. But that's like just physically, but like characteristics wise, like someone who's really kind. Above most other things, they have to be funny. Like someone who's funny, like that's what gets me. Like it doesn't matter how beautiful they are, if they don't have a good sense of humor, like I can't, it won't work for me.
Same, because you're funny.
I think what's hard too, and I kind of get why you were upset about Jimmy doing that interview, is because people are already going to hate you because you're beautiful, and they're going to hate you even more if they have any ammunition to hate you from other people, right? So like the second someone says something like, oh, I knew it. She's just like, because you're beautiful.
I don't think it's because I'm beautiful. I think it's because like in the position I was put in initially, when like I had so many interviews and I had so many large platforms to speak on initially before the rest of the cast did, a lot of people in my position, especially Heartbroken, would have taken every opportunity to take a dig at him. And there's a lot of things that I could have said, but just never would have, because I think the worst thing you could do to someone is speak their name into a room where they're not there to defend themselves. That's like throwing a rock and hiding your hand. Like, I wouldn't want someone to do that to me. So I never did that to him. So that's why I was upset, because I was just like, listen, if you, and I had no idea he felt those things. Like I said at the reunion, I was like, I did think we were on good terms. Where the heck did that come from? But now it's neither here nor there, and I'm not losing sleep over it. I was just like, all right, watch your mouth.
But you and Chelsea are friends.
Yes.
Are you friends with AD too?
Yes, I love AD.
Do you want her to be with Clay? Because I do. I just still see it.
And
I
know he's got flags,
but like whatever. I just like, I see their connection, and I cried when he cried in the reunion. I was like, I believe him when he's just going through it. I do. I feel for him.
I do too.
I love them so much. And if you could see them together in person, like their magnetic. Connection, magnetic is the word. I was going to say electric, but magnetic. They could be on completely opposite sides of the universe, and they just like gravitate towards each other. And like the softness he brings out of her, and like the maturity and like the manliness that she brings out of him, like it's just so I love them together. But I know, you know, AD deserved a lot more than she got at the wedding. But again, it's their relationship. I don't want to speak too much on it, but I would be lying if I said I wasn't still holding out on hope for them. I love them together.
They're going to get back together. I'm just going to
I like Clay.
I know he has red flags, but
I like Clay. They're not bad enough. Like, it's not like he did her dirty and cheated on her. And like, you know what I mean? He's just not perfect like every other dude. They're not perfect. You know what I mean? They have their shit. He's doing therapy. He's trying. I love that in a man that can be like, I'm going to therapy.
Exactly. Yeah? I think for them, it may have been a case of like right person, but wrong time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Clay in 5 years is also maybe extra handsome and sophisticated. She's just so mature and so poised and put together, and she has so much clarity. And I feel like from my perception is he's very inspired by her, which I love, but I'm also like,
we don't need to raise a boy, but
correct.
Yeah. Right. We're not around to
and
raise a boy.
And that's what I felt.
Yeah. I think, and we saw that some of the things that he was struggling with that he didn't even know he needed to work through before marriage. He was just kind of going through the motions in real time. And we all saw that. And he's like, I want to be with her. I want to marry her, just not right now. And there were pros and cons to it, because had he married her and not been the kind of man that she needed then, that could have brought on its own world of problems, you know. I think everyone was just wishing he came to that conclusion before they got to the altar, but
I mean, that's like a month after, actually, if you take it outside of the pods, like that's what, like a month that he had to make that decision. Like that's so fast, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Not long that's knowing insane. Her.
Yeah. So it's like I also feel for that too. Like I get it. It's part of the show and it's your life. You know, like
real
I wish
life.
I could take back a few marriages and take a bigger like step. So like imagine a month. You know what I mean? Like Lord.
Yeah,
did you see him say
too fat? Yeah,
yeah.
No,
like of
I
course,
actually thought it was quite handsome of him to say.
I would have liked him to pulled her aside before she walked down the aisle. That's a little embarrassing.
Quite embarrassing.
Yeah,
but there was bigger queen than AD in that gown with that slit up the side exiting the playing field. I was like, my girl.
But I want that for you too, Jess, because like your storyline. I think it was just because like, I was like, okay, single mom, like I love another single mom at that. You know, I'm like, I want you to have that redemptive story and, you know, end of story. And
Believe me, no one wants it more than I do.
Do you feel closer to that where you are now currently in your life?
Like closer to marriage?
Mm-hmm. Did it teach you something about yourself in those pods that you think was a skill needed?
Yeah, definitely. But the only thing being lead with vulnerability. And like, I have to, and this is what's tough, and like mothers and single mothers get it. Like, I was ready for marriage, but I need to also be, and I want someone to lead me, lead my life and Autumn's, but I have to be ready and willing for someone to do that. And I don't know how to do that. And Jimmy, I think, is a great guy and will be a great husband for someone else. But I don't think he could have been the type of man to step in and just tell me, this is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it. You can rest a little bit and I've got it. Like, you've done this for a long time by yourself and I've got us from here.
Is he the one then that said, because I wrote this down and I didn't say who the quote was from, but it says, I want to be with someone that lets me lead 100% of the time. And I just wrote next to it, so narcissistic. Who said that? Was it Jimmy or Jeremy? It was one of those two, but that lets me lead 100% of the time. Like, no, nobody should lead 100% of the time.
I don't remember who said that. Sounds familiar, but I don't know who said that. But
I think it depends on exactly what they, I mean, like, I do believe that a man can lead in a marriage at all times. That doesn't mean they're making all decisions though.
How
I think
it depends how it on, said, I don't, it was like,
I don't know. And I didn't watch the show. So I am just literally hearing what she's saying. And I don't necessarily take it. I don't think like you do.
Yeah, no, because I'm like, if a man said that to me, I'd be like, please God, take the wheel.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm tired. It was doesn't sound definitely bad to me. Not from like a it was nurturing way.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
when my fiance says, yeah. When my fiance is like, you know, says, you know, I want to, you know, help you and support you and take things from your plate. I'm like, yes, like take all, like take them all. You know what I mean? Like help me. But when, I don't remember it ever being from a good way.
I don't even know how to ask for the help. I don't even know how to say my plate is too full. Can you please take something off of it? That's what I'm saying. I am ready for marriage, but I need to be ready to like be able to be vulnerable and like swallow my pride in that sense. Cause a man could come in right now and he could be the man of my dreams and like be the man I'm supposed to marry. And I would probably still not know it because I'm so, I've been single for so long and Autumn's 11. I've been doing this with her whole life. It's going to take a man coming in and just doing without asking, if that makes any sense.
And no, I think that's really just responsible motherhood. Like you, it's you and Autumn is 11. She's not like a baby. I mean, it's you two are like homies. So whoever is, I think I'll pray over that for you, that they just get to be someone that comes in and it doesn't even have to feel like there's a shift. It just gets to be a relief for both of you.
Jess, what's up next? What are you doing? Are you still, you know, executive assistant? Like what's kind of your game plan now that you have this following too?
I'm trying to figure it out. It's kind of happened so fast. And this is the first week since everything that there's not an episode coming on tonight, you know? But I think I would be silly to not make the most of the platform that's essentially just been given to me.
Absolutely.
I never really had aspirations of becoming like an influencer or having a strong presence on the internet again, because my journey ended in the pods and I didn't get engaged. I wasn't one of the main characters on the show. I didn't expect to have the following or the eyes on me that I have. So I'm like, there's a lot of things that are really important to me. Like I want to advocate for children in foster care and I want to like do more with like the single mom community. And like, I would definitely encourage single parents to go on reality TV, but there's not a lot of us who've done it. So I'm like, I wish I had known then what I know now about it. So I'm like, maybe I'll do something like that, but I don't know. Like I want to eventually like start my own business and be a business owner. Like I have a lot of good ideas. I just don't know how to execute them quite yet.
Well, we will be watching out for it because we are big fans here. So thank you for coming on the show. We're excited for you. We'll be praying for your love life, but also just for you and Autumn and that everything ends up a fairy tale for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks for coming on, girl. Does Discover the rich, smooth taste of Matcha Love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on etoin.com using code JANA. That's code JANA at itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. Mm-hmm. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.